The reading this morning is from Matthew chapter 21, starting at verse 1. The triumphal entry. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie her and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of the Lord.
Claire and I have got a friend in South London who, very posh, important person, he used to be the High Commissioner of Malawi, very important man. And I think I've told you before, he used to say every year as we began Lent, when we're doing the preaching schedule this year, who gets the donkey? And what he meant was, who gets the Palm Sunday service when the kids are in? Well, this year, I get the donkey again. So I'm going to need some help. This is the Sunday, but as I've already said, where we get to make as much noise as possible in church. And if we can have people putting their fingers in their ears and complaining, it means we've done the same as Jesus did. That we've got folks to complain about the noise. So I'm going to need some help, and maybe parents, you're the folks to nominate your kids here. I need the noisiest children in church. And I need about 12 of them to come and help me. So if you've got a noisy child, or if you want to come, if you think you're noisy, I'm going to need some help. Joe Turner, you're definitely at the front, so come on out, Joe. Tell you what, before you come, just pop your fleece, your hoodie. Just leave that with your mum, because you're going to put something else on in a second. Yeah, come on, come on, come on, come on, yes, yes, yes. I need you all lined up along here. Come on. Come on, I need some help. Yep, because I've only got four at the moment.
Come on, Milton.
Ethan, you going to help? Yeah, you can do that in a minute as well. Yeah, you can. Come on, I need a lot more help. DJ, come on. You going to help me? Come on, I still need more help. More help. Okay, otherwise I'm going to start picking on adults if you don't start sending your children out. Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now then, what we're going to need to do is we're going to need to dress you up, because what we're talking about this morning is, Claire, can you help me find some sizes here? And Jonathan, can we dress them up a bit? Get some of those as well. Right, what's the biggest one we've got for Joe? Because I think he's our biggest. Oh, this one's covered in mud. Look at that. Ajax. I don't know. Arms up. In the sleeves. Oh, hang on. There we go. There we go. That one's still wet, in fact. I don't know. Probably, I don't know which is the bigger one. Okay, do you want to try that one on? There we go. I've got two more. Come on, two more volunteers. Come on, Lucy, I can see you hiding. You shouldn't have done that. Come on, Lucy. There you go. And who wants the scarf?
Me.
Okay, well, you have that end of the scarf, and you have this end of the scarf. Right, man, you hold on to that there. Now then, I don't know why I'm doing this, because I don't like football. Not the sort that you play with your feet, anyway. I like rugby football. I like American football. I like Australian rules football and Gaelic football. Association football I'm not so keen on. But here we are this morning with a bunch of Oh, we've still got one left.
Still got one left. Still got Galatasaray, Istanbul, any offers?
No? Okay. All right. But I do occasionally go to football matches. I do occasionally go along to watch Cardiff. And when John Weaver was here, he used to take me along as well. And I noticed a couple of things. When the match was building up, everybody was looking very excited. Can you look excited, please? Thank you. There we go. They're looking excited. They used to look very excited. And then the singing would start. And then the Cardiff team would come out and they'd start singing Men of Harlech. Do you know Men of Harlech? Do you know Men of Harlech? Hum, hum, hum. La, la. Yeah, okay. All right. So, children, what you've learned from that is the words that Men of Harlech are la, la, la. But as the football team started getting ready to come out, so they'd start singing Men of Harlech, and then the teams would come out to the pitch, and there'd be a big cheer.
Yay!
And from the fans in the football shirts, there'd be an even bigger cheer.
Yay!
Lucy, woo! Lucy, if you're going to play, you've got to play properly. Come into the middle. Right. Come and stand in the middle. Right, can we all squeeze in so you look a bit like a crowd? Squeeze in, squeeze in, squeeze in. Come on, squeeze in.
Yee!
And push in here as well, and push down the front. Okay. So from the crowd, there came a big cheer.
Yay!
Okay. And they were, the Cardiff were the greatest team in the world. And when I used to go to Coventry, I grew up in Coventry City. Can I have some sympathy, please?
Aww.
Coventry City, possibly the worst team in the world nowadays. But that's where we, but as the team come out, there'd be all this excitement and this big cheer.
Yay!
And from the crowd, an even bigger cheer.
Yay!
And everyone thought that their team was the greatest team in the world. But I've noticed something about football fans, which is they're very fickle. Can you look fickle, please? Okay. Apparently fickle looks quite like confused. Fickle means you changed your mind easily, okay? So, but I've noticed that football fans can be quite fickle. Because particularly following a team like Coventry, what you find out is that they lose quite a lot. And these fans, which are so good at cheering,
yay!
Who are better than that at cheering,
yay!
Are also pretty good at booing. They're pretty good at booing. Okay, no. And who's ever been then? Who's ever been to a football match? And who's heard the chant, "What a load of rubbish"? Have you ever heard that? Oh, we'd go along and we'd start the match and I'd watch Coventry or we'd watch Cardiff, whatever it is, and they'd start off by these loud cheers and all this excitement. But if they were losing by the end of the match, you know what this is like. You're a football fan, Stu. You've got a rubbish team who are always losing. By the end of the match, it's your dad, isn't it? By the end of the match, what a load of rubbish and booing. And sometimes, you know, I went with John James to watch Coventry City play Cardiff. You can imagine how bad that match was. But we went along and we watched and Coventry won 2-0. And as Cardiff walked off the pitch, all the fans who'd been cheering,
yay!
Were booing. Yay! And chanting, what a load of rubbish.
What a load of rubbish.
In fact, all around the crowd there was people shouting, what a load of rubbish. Except they did it more sing-song than that, a bit more like football fans. They went, what a load of rubbish. Absolutely right. The same fans who were so excited at the beginning of the match and so were for their team, by the very end, were booing and shouting, what a load of rubbish. And if you're like me, you're sad and you grew up in a town where the football team's really poor, or if you're from Cardiff or Wales, then you get used to your team losing. Not just at football, but at rugby as well. And so you have to change your loyalty to a team like Ireland, who are definitely... But, there we go. But can we have a big cheer, please?
Yay!
Can we have a bigger cheer than that?
Yay!
And can we have a big boo, please?
Boo!
I can see people at this end not joining in. Big boo, okay. We're thinking today, aren't we, about the story of Palm Sunday. And you guys, when we come to it in a little bit, what I want you to do is I want you to keep the shirts on if you would. And when we come to hand out the crosses, if you could help me, I'd be really grateful, okay? I'll tell you when that is. It's after communion. But we're thinking today about Palm Sunday. We call it Palm Sunday because we remember the Sunday where Jesus came into Jerusalem. And as he came in, the crowds took the palm trees, the branches, off the trees. They took the leaves and they laid them on the floor. And then they took their coats off and their cloaks off and they laid them on the floor. And Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey with all the crowds cheering.
Yay!
And what they were specifically cheering was, Hosanna!
Hosanna!
Hosanna in the highest!
Hosanna in the highest!
Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord!
Well done. Yeah.
You look a bit confused. You're right. Yeah, okay. But the crowds came in, didn't they? As Jesus came in, the crowds were cheering and shouting and so excited. And they took palm leaves. Do you want to take one of those? And they waved them over their head and they shouted, Hosanna. Hosanna to the King. Hosanna to the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Can you grab yourself one from the back there?
Thank you.
There we go, there's yours. Can you grab one out of the basket? Oh, sorry. And so we're going to try that one more time. So, palms up. No, they're not swords. Every year. There we go. Wave them over your head. Shout Hosanna.
Hosanna.
Louder than that.
Hosanna.
Can you help them out?
And
the crowds were saying, welcome to the King of Kings. But here's the really sad part of the story. You see, every year we give out palm crosses to remember that day when Jesus came in. But I always keep a couple back. Because within a week, the crowds who welcomed the King into Jerusalem were shouting something else instead. They were shouting, kill Jesus. Crucify him. We don't want him as our King. He's no good. Can you shout? Can you look angry?
Arr.
Can you look oh, fantastic. You look really angry. And can you shout, crucify him?
Crucify him!
You see, the same crowds that welcomed Jesus in with loud hosannas, by the end of the week, by Friday, were shouting, we don't want him as our King. Crucify him. And one of the real sadnesses of the story of Easter for me is the people who shouted hosanna were the ones who shouted, kill him. Peter, the one who said, I'll follow you anywhere, Lord. I'll do anything for you, was the one who denied him three times. And Judas, the one who was so trusted that he looked after the money in the group of disciples, was the one who betrayed Jesus with a kiss. And you know what the sad truth is? Is we do pretty much the same all the time. We come to church and we sing Hosanna and we say, all to Jesus I surrender. I'll follow you wherever you may go. And then we leave the place and we're not always faithful to Jesus. We don't always follow him. But we turn and we do our own things and we let him down in just the same way. So Palm Sunday is a day where we remember the celebration and the hosannas.
Hosanna!
We remember the loud hosannas.
Hosanna!
But we also remember how fickle that crowd and we can be as well. I said that each Palm Sunday I keep a couple of crosses back. And what I do is we keep them for the whole year. And then on Ash Wednesday, we burn them and we turn them into ash. To remember that our hosannas can easily turn into ashes. That the things that we say as praise can easily become sad and broken and burnt up. Can I use your head, Joe? Do you mind? And so on Ash Wednesday each year, we take the ash and we put it on our head in the sign of a cross to remind ourselves that all of us let Jesus down. All of us do things that are wrong. And you know what? God still loves us. God still invites us in. God still welcomes us. So today, as we sing Hosanna, as we take our crosses later on, as we wave them, as we celebrate, maybe this is the time of the year, this is the year where we say, Lord, I want to do a bit better this year. I want to follow you a bit closer. Don't let me down. Let me let you down this year. Help me to follow you more closely. Amen. Almighty God, your Son came to us humbly on a donkey's back, and now he sits exalted at your right hand. As we enter into Holy Week, contemplating his path of suffering, help us to become loyal and steadfast disciples, that we may always hear his word, follow his teachings, and live in his spirit. And would you, Lord, prepare our hearts for that day when every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that he is the King of kings and the Lord of lords to your eternal glory. Amen. Amen. We close by saying together the words of the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.